Just like fashion, trends change every year in K-pop. One day it's boy groups, another day it's girl groups. And this year, it's idol turned artist solo promotions. I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. Who are you? 마치 미러 같아. But I like you like to find you. Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. It is Thursday, January 20th, 2022. And we start off with Bam Bam featuring Silgi of Red Velvet. If you didn't guess from the repetitive line, Who Are You? Was the title. You guys are tuned in to a Monday through Friday show. That's what we are. Angie Park, I said that's who I am. What else is there to cover? Bam Bam! That's another Who Is This Guy. If you guys don't know, he used to be a member of GOT7. But he's now thriving very much as a solo artist, it seems. And this is a trend, right? We've noticed there are a lot of idols that are promoting solo, and they're doing great. Most new songs that we've been listening to, in fact, have been such idol-turned-solo artist releases. Just this month alone, other than Bam Bam, the one we just played, we had former member of IZ*ONE, Chaeyna's solo debut. We had Mamamoo's Hyun's new album. We had Dongbangshinki's Changmin's new album. We had former member of 여자친구, or girlfriend, G-friend, I should say, Yuju's solo debut. We had Mamamoo's Moonbyul also, who released her third album, already three, just yesterday. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And what do you know? We have several more coming. Okay, let me just mention a few, because like I said, there's a lot. Card's BM, making his comeback, that's tomorrow. Lovely's Jung Yeein, making her debut on the 25th. One Pill of Day 6, also set to release a solo album. I'm a fan of this. I'm not complaining. I like this. I like the solo promos because, yeah, I mean, we get the groups. We already love the groups, but we get to see the individual members, their colors, their musicality, their styles, a little bit more in depth, right? Because in group promotions, they get, I don't know, like 20, 30 seconds of singing maybe if they're a main vocalist, maybe a little more. But this is like their time to shine and really sort of take things in the direction, somewhat anyway, that they want to. So I like this. I support this. And we're getting a lot of great music in the process. For example, this one. This is Moonbyul's comeback track, Lunatic. We're back after listening to Lunatic by Moonbyul. I think I have a frog in my throat. I'm not sick. I have to like reassure everyone, right? In these times, if you sound or look a little under the weather, people get a little bit uncomfortable. So I'm not sick, but I'll just be honest. I had an almond before the show, and there's like a little shard of it stuck in my throat. No matter how much water I drink, it's not going down. So, to be exact, not a frog in my throat, a shard of almond in my throat. Okay, back to housekeeping business. You guys are tuned in to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. We air Monday through Fridays, 8 to 9 p.m. That is Korea Standard Time. You can tune in via shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz bound for India. We have apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and you can also stream us from our website, world.kbs.co.kr. We do have a Gram account. You can follow us and leave us comments, messages, song requests, all on that. The handle for that is at KBS K-pop. So go ahead and follow one more time, at KBS K-pop. Couple tracks here. We talked about Yuju and her solo debut, right? We're going to play for you. Play. Yep, that's the name of the song. Nori in Korean, but Play is the English title. It's doing phenomenally. It landed at number 2 on the worldwide iTunes album chart. That was just yesterday. So congrats to Yuju for that. Following that, we have AB6's song 1, 2, 3. Now, if you guys have never heard of this one, you're kind of forgiven. It's a new one. It's from their special album called Complete With You. It was written and composed by the member Lee Dae-hwi. So that's a big deal, right? And if you don't remember, you should. But if you don't, Lee Dae-hwi, he was a former member of the group 101 from that reality survival show, right? Full of talent. So not just singing or dancing, writing and co-composing as well. One more time, let me say the titles. You choose Nori or Play. Following that, AB6's 1, 2, 3. Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about everything and anything that sparks a conversation. Lasers! Other than putting on a spectacular show at concerts, entertaining cats even, they may have a great usage. Another one, chasing away thousands of crows. Well, a town in California is about to test this out. Residents of a city in California, they've been suffering from thousands of crows, which have been crowding the downtown area, covering sidewalks, even the outdoor seating areas with their droppings. Blech. They've also been complaining long that the crows, they create a lot of noise, at night especially, with their calls. Apparently these crows, they, I don't know, just create as much as us maybe even, if not more, noise and pollution to the downtown area than, let's say, the town train. In order to fix this, the town mayor, he's tried several methods of driving the birds away, including bringing in falcons, I like that, putting reflectors in their trees, but nothing was successful. So now the city is preparing to start a pilot program to test green lasers to drive the crows away. After all, they were proved to be successful in New York. They believe it's far better than spending hundreds of dollars to spray wash the sidewalks every few weeks. However, not everyone supports these laser plans. Shooting laser at them may risk blinding the birds, which is nothing less than a death sentence for birds. But crow populations, it's been rising. And the only other way to get rid of them is to use an illegal dynamite to blast them off, which, you know, of course, that's not an option. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Because even something like the city lights, it messes with the ecosystem. Like dung beetles, apparently they don't know which direction to roll their dung because they can't see the moonlight. They use the moonlight to do that. But city lights, they kind of, you know, dim the moonlight. So laser, it's got to be not too good for nature. But at the same time, I hate birds. And on top of that, like scary birds that kind of like represent death in a way, which are crows. I wouldn't want a lot of crows in my area. This is definitely a little pickle that they're in. Scarecrows don't work anymore. Too old school. I don't know. Anyway, here's Ha Seong-un with Bird. Following that, we have Son Woo-jung with Pepsi. Your 2 cents. We love connecting with our listeners, hearing your stories. This is a great segment to do that because your 2 cents, we ask a question for the week. You guys write in with your responses. That's via our gram. Handle for that is at KBS K-pop. And answer it. Then we share some of those and then even pick out one winner and give them a prize from us here at KBS World Radio. The questions are really simple. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer. So really, don't be shy. Participate. Share your opinions. We love this. So getting to the question. It was a this or that. Work from home or work at the office. What is your choice? First one, Erlin said, I prefer a hybrid work setup since I still want to physically interact with my colleagues at some point, but would not like to give up the convenience of working from home on another. But if these two are the only choices, I'm more inclined to work from home. The pros of working from a home setup outweigh the cons for me. More time to sleep, more time for myself and family, save money, but that's on transportation and food, because buying food tends to be more expensive than preparing home-cooked meals. No need to worry about making yourself physically presentable all the time. I think Erlin doesn't have kids. I definitely prefer leaving my home to get any work done if my family's home, because I can't focus. It's just too many interruptions, too much distracting noises. So yeah, so if I lived by myself, oh, heck yeah, are you kidding? Work from home, totally. But in my situation, I'm going to have to say I would rather prefer the office. So Erlin, good for you. But you're right, eating out's so expensive. Definitely save money. Even if you do have to go into work, pack a lunch. Like, even if it's one day out of the week, it really, I'm telling you, saves you so much time and money. Another one. It is me, Paul T. Even though I've been an online teacher for 7 years now, we still have to teach from school. Oh. That being said, I love teaching from home. No bathroom lines. Ha ha ha. Not having to drive 2 hours in LA traffic every day is also a plus. Ew, it takes you 2 hours to either get to or from work, Paul? That is atrocious. Oh, I guess that makes sense, though. Yeah, because for me, too, not every day, but getting to work, sometimes it takes hour plus, and then getting back. Yeah, okay. I feel like commute, adding everything up together, it would kind of equal that sort of territory. LA traffic, from what I hear, horrible. But you teach online, but from school. That's so interesting. Let's listen to a song by Car the Garden, Home Sweet Home. We're back on Your Two Cents. We asked you guys this or that. Would you rather work from home or work from the office? Frosty Yogurt said, since I teach, I'd have to say in person. Much more efficient than online. I don't think children have enough attention spans in person, let alone online. Oh, yeah. If you're teaching young kids, there's no way they could do online learning, let's say, I don't know, like preschool, kindergarten. No, I mean, they'd be like, ooh, bird, let's look over there. Ooh, toilet paper, let's go over here. I'm doing a fully online course right now for graduate school. And even I struggle with keeping track of everything and the different links and you know, and the time differences. And yeah, it's a lot. Young kids, I don't think we should put that on them. Or at least simplify the process, because obviously we don't really have a choice right now. Let's go ahead to another one. Tesmia Tessin. I prefer work from home because I am an INFP and I can eat my home-cooked meals at peace. Okay. I know I stands for introvert. I forget what the rest stand for, but introvert's all I need to know. So you prefer a little bit of alone time, peace and quiet at home. That makes sense. I think we all need that from time to time, even if we are an extrovert. Ray Liuar said, ooh, the new Y2C graphics are fancy. Unfortunately, I don't have a choice. I work on site, which technically counts as at the office. I never got to experience this work from home culture throughout the pandemic. I'm hoping to find a new job this year where I can hopefully work from home. I do hope that anyone who can work from home would choose that option out of safety precaution. It's so important now with all the variants. Be safe, everyone. Well, Ray, thank you for noticing the graphics. Apparently, that was designed by Harim herself. So, yeah, none of the generic stuff that's offered via apps. She designed that particular post. So, everyone give Harim a shout out. She's a very talented, multi-talented person. I am so not talented in the arts. So whenever I see someone that is, it's always like, oh, what's that like? Let's listen to it twice, singing Fancy, and then following that, NCTU from home. we just listened to a couple of songs right there. First, we had Twice as Fancy, and then NCTU singing From Home. So that was actually one of the options for our question today. Would you rather work from home or would you rather work on site at the office? So let's squeeze in a couple more responses here. This one is from Lala PM. I prefer to work from home because I can work multiple jobs. Not only that, my time is flexible and my location can be anywhere, but I can't meet face-to-face with my coworkers. Yeah, there's such clear pros and cons, right? You're right. You could technically juggle jobs. Like, there's so many job openings that are fully virtual now. So I would sometimes like hesitate and think, like, maybe I could get a job in the US and just work virtually. I'll have to wake up at weird hours, but it's doable. It's not impossible, right? But yeah, the personal factor of, hey, Jim, hey, Nancy, and seeing them face to face, it's something. I don't know. You need a little bit. You can't have it fully gone. I don't know. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. This last one. Ivy Dish. I love working in the office because all the facilities are there. Everything's easier. Do you work in one of those companies that have like this killer snack bar and like a nap corner and maybe even like a gym in the basement? Because I've always wanted to work somewhere like that. You know, a nap corner. With all these free snacks and amenity thingies. Amenities, that's more like hotels, huh? Okay, just free snacks and refreshments. Oh, that's great. Let's listen to 산들 그렇게 있어줘. Stay as you are. Then we have Cheese singing 좋아해. Love you, bye. 아직 누군지 몰라 그려본 모습은 있지만 Time to announce our winners for Y2C this week. Our winner is Erlin. Congratulations. Please email us your name and mailing address to kpop@kbs.co.kr and we'll send out your prize. Here's a song from Day 6. This is Even of Day. 뚫고 지나가요. Right through me. Down to our final song for our show today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We're going to sign off with Ang Mu's Bench. This one's featuring Zion T. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.